From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. In the news today, two German newspapers have published a special supplement in Arabic, giving refugees advice on where to go for services.
In Denmark, though, there's a very different reaction, Meghna. The government there is placing ads in Lebanese newspapers, also in Arabic, to get the word out about its much tighter restrictions for refugees and migrants. NPR's international editor for digital news, Greg Myrie, has been looking at, you know, who's going where and where they're coming from. Greg, is there one statistic in this flow of people that sticks out for you?
Yeah, I think it would be the 23 million Syrians. Now, this was the pre-war population 4 years ago. More than half of those people are no longer in their homes. This is an extraordinary number of people to be displaced. About 8 million are displaced inside Syria, but more than 4 million have left the country, are outside the borders, and it's very unlikely that they're going to return anytime soon. Syria is not alone in having a refugee crisis in the Middle East, but truly, this is one of the largest such crises in recent decades, maybe even since World War II.
We'll say since World War II. And people have been saying that, you know, obviously there are the Syrians, and we've been hearing that, but there's also a huge number coming from Iraq, from other countries as well. But and why, you know, why are the Syrians going to Europe now? What happened? What prompted this?
I think several things are happening right now. One of it is seasonal. The Mediterranean is actually pretty cold and rough much of the year. In the summer, we see this uptick in the number of people trying to cross the Mediterranean. So this is an annual thing, and it was to be expected. But it's been huge this year, and that's where I think a couple other factors come into play. These Syrians have been stuck in neighboring countries in Turkey and Lebanon and Jordan now for 4 years in some cases, and they're seeing no prospect that the Syrian war is going to end. So I think they're getting very antsy at this point. And therefore, as they saw others start to go and as they saw Europe to open the gates a little bit, I think that encouraged them. So we've seen a huge outpouring. And it's one other thing I would point out is we've had about 400,000 land in Europe this year. That's only 10% of these Syrian refugees, and many are from other countries as well. So we may just be seeing the first wave here. There could certainly be many waves to follow.
Well, as we heard last week, a lot of the incentive had to do with word getting around, some of the same things that happened on our own border when there was an influx from Latin American countries, when there was a rumor that people would be accepted. There was that same kind of rumor flashing through refugee camps that Germany had a great asylum program. Now, Germany has said it will take up to 800,000 asylum seekers this year. What's behind that?
Yeah, it's very interesting that the Germans are throwing out this huge number. It's pretty unlikely that they're going to get anywhere near that number. There's about 100,000 in Germany right now, and it continues to grow, but it still doesn't seem like it's going to reach that level. What's interesting is Germany seems to be taking a long-term view here, which is they, like many countries in Europe, have an aging population and a shrinking workforce, and they're potentially seeing these Syrians, many of them middle class and educated, as people that can come in and do the kinds of jobs that they need to do and revitalize a workforce that is getting older. So I think the Germans are taking a very interesting approach here. And just anecdotally, it's quite striking with our correspondents interview Syrian refugees, how many are say, you know, oh, I was a professor, I was a doctor, I was a lawyer. This is not just bottom of the barrel refugees. These are many educated middle class people.
Well, of course, I know you don't mean that in the sort of, you know, the pejorative. You know, people who are struggling and have no skills and are destitute. These are professionals is what you're saying. And Germany knows that, as opposed to other countries that are saying, you know, tough, no benefits, no, you have to learn our language, and are being more restrictive. NPR's international editor for digital news, Greg Myrie, crunching some of the numbers in the migrant crisis in Europe. Greg, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.